Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory Communication Number 16. Form of Revelation. An increasing number will be told, from the outside or inside, that they are in communication with great characters such as the Virgin, or Christ, or other great cosmic personalities, and this same number will believe in the form of the word that will be imprinted on them. Clothed with this spiritual superiority, wrapped in this spiritual security, a force will penetrate their ego and will support their ego so that their testimonies can be used in their personal and transactional experiences. Feeling spiritually secure. These men or women will tend to impose the spiritual authority of their personality on those who are evolving in their surroundings. It is advisable for these people to guard themselves well against the feeling of spiritual infallibility that has been established in them. Because such a feeling can only be fully experienced in man when he has overcome the personal doubt of his spirituality, and his spiritual pride has been totally destroyed. If a man is in vibratory contact with the pure and simple aspect of such universal personalities, which already belong to the totality of the universal spirit, the man around him, the man who evolves in his surroundings, cannot feel any form of superior spirituality or spiritual superiority. Such a character must naturally manifest a very great balance between his ego and the inner part of himself, such that people, or the world, or the people around him, are in no way imposed by a spiritual force based on the slightest pride and vanity. Great veils will cover the consciousness of man and great revelations will be made to him within the framework of his primitive spiritual psychology. And man, precisely because of his primitive psychology, will easily be made vulnerable to any revelation whose spiritual character will benefit the ego or the personality. But as the plan is perfect, these men will serve the evolution of others, because the sincere arrogance of their spirituality will force them to question themselves, such that they themselves will suffer in them the destruction and the overcoming of personal doubt. But when the work is finished in others without their knowledge, it will begin in them. And those same people, who for a long time believed to be the golden vessels, will have to pass through and experience the great spiritual cleansing themselves so that the great pure consciousness of the supramental, not spiritual in its form but truly spiritual, that is, harmonious in its manifestation, can intervene in them. The vain and proud, by the very nature of their spirit, cannot see or realize that they are so. But those who evolve around them can feel it, and know it, and realize it, and it is these same evolving people who will serve as a mirror, so that the veils fall which will have served others for their evolution. But now they must fall from the one who was to serve as a tool, an instrument, to the penetrating forces. What man or woman on earth today, in the psychological and spiritual conditions of the evolution of this planet, can afford to be sure, without being sure of being sure, if this same person has not been tested in the personified form of his revelation. The man of tomorrow will understand that forms, even if they are woven from the sacred, are derived from the memory of man and only serve man until the day when the latter is no longer man, but a superman. Thousands of men and women, as part of the preparation that is increasing on earth, will be revealed this or that thing. Their spiritual feelings reinforced by these revelations, but not balanced and harmonized by experience, will make these people tools for the propagation of a spiritual vibration, of which they themselves, one day, will have to destroy the form, if they want or must become free from this form which has already served them, but of which they have also been slaves. From all over the world, men will be bombarded by some aspect of revelation, and naive of the laws of evolution and transformation. These men will create here and there movements, gatherings, societies, organizations in which they will feel like the center, the pivot, the mediator between earth and heaven. Many will flock to them, listen to them, for they will be told that they have been revealed of this or that thing. The sacred hypnotizes man, stops him, makes him believe that he is on the right path, that he is on the way. Only total discernment can make him realize that he is part of a whole, and that his spiritual ego still needs to move towards the total neutrality of his feelings towards himself and others. Those who suffer from the evil of revelation or any sacred form of revelation must one day come out of this disease in order to live their inner state well and achieve total harmonization with their outer world. As it is known, man can only be transformed slowly, and only by means that he can easily evaluate according to his social psychology and his religious or spiritual psychology. It is because of this psychological reality in man that revelation becomes necessary to ignite in him the fire of his great spirituality. But one day, when he must face everything that transcends words, and spiritual forms and spiritual feelings, he is forced to demolish his flag and enter the ranks of the great life, free from images made on the scale of man. The initiation of humanity into full consciousness cannot be conditioned or evaluated on the scale of human thought. For precisely, this scale and the values of this scale must be totally surpassed, if not destroyed, so that man can advance towards the infinite corridor of universal consciousness. The psychological supports from the spiritual or sacred that are revealed to him are only temporary pillars allowing the energy of consciousness to penetrate the human ego, in order to harmonize it somewhat with a future dimension of its development, of which it will have to become aware one day or another. But this realization will never be as predicted by man, because everything that man foresees is on the scale of man, everything that man sees is on the scale of man. This is why the initiation of humanity, the preparation of humanity, will never be predictable, either individually or collectively. That is why all preparation implies destruction at its end, such that a new generation of forces can penetrate human consciousness and elevate it vibrationally to the level necessary for transmutation. In the years to come, men will be bombarded in their spirit by forms whose energy will be used to transform their spirit and to direct their gaze from the outside to inwards. Although these forms will be on the scale of the individual, according to his nationality, temperament, culture, religion, they will all have the same goal, namely the vibratory elevation of human consciousness and the actualization throughout the world of a greater personal consciousness, which will increasingly seek the limits of evolutionary consciousness and the points of reference of this world consciousness. More and more men and women will seek to meet men and women who think in the same direction as they do. More and more people will seek to harmonize what they feel or know with other people, so that a great reserve of human beings will be formed in all nations. And of this reserve of men, all forms of revelation will serve within the framework of the laws of attraction and repulsion. In some cases, personalities who have been the seat of certain revelations will attract several people to them. In other cases, other personalities who have been the seat of revelations will eventually create repulsion in those who were initially attracted to them. For all men evolve and all men, little by little, lose their illusions. And as the veils fall, as the spiritual and social experience is transformed into a totally personal and internal experience, the common denominator of all men before the cosmic is total ignorance. Any other illusion, or any other illusion that man has of the truth, is part of his integral experience and is only part of that experience. Man is subjected to such a distortion of reality because of his senses and also because of the decrease in the power of his spirit over his extrasensory perceptions, that any value he gives to reality is only a primitive and essential reflection of his ignorance. And his greatest margin of error lies in the power of his spirit, to believe in his spirit. This vicious circle can only be broken by suffering, which destroys form when the ego has developed enough real forces and when it has sufficiently unveiled the illusions of its own spirit. As long as the ego has not unveiled the illusions of his own spirit, he is powerless before his own spirit, and this powerlessness remains with him until the day when he feels, when he knows, when discernment is an integral part of him, and when doubt can no longer penetrate into the calm regions of his mind. Man must understand that all revelations, any expression by the words of the sacred spiritual in him, is both a form of penetration of new energy and at the same time a force that delays the perfect understanding of these energies. The duality of the human spirit will automatically seek to form in the human spirit a positive pole in relation to this revelation. But the human spirit also has a negative pole, and it is the latter that will eventually have to come into play, so that the negative and positive pole, the duality of the spirit, may be destroyed to allow total neutrality, synthesis, emptiness, knowingness, where all forms are powerless over the spirit. Because the spirit, at that moment, creates the form itself. Since it is totally free of it and evolves and will evolve outside of it, in order to propagate new forms in the future. That is, to allow man to know new things not based on the spirit of the old things. Thus, whatever the nature, the spiritual height of any revelation, of any revelation of the sacred, the form is always the primitive manifestation of the reality that supports such a revelation. And the spiritualized ego must be wary of this form if it wants to go beyond its limits and increase its resonance to pure consciousness. Any man who knows these things and applies them, verifies them by himself, will discover their reality, and also the realization will come to him that any foundation in reality requires the destruction of any spiritual and pictorial foundation. The man of tomorrow no longer has a choice. He must go totally towards the void. That is, infinity. Or continue his experience in the direction that he has already known in order to come out one day later, on this or another plane. But if he must, one day, know the mysteries of this plane and others, without having to share with men the illusions of his planetary spirit, he must live at the limit of his spirit, that is, in the emptiness of his spirit, where the fullness of reality, where reality coexists with the soul, the ego and the personality, where the interior and the exterior coincide, and where the invisible penetrates the visible, and where the visible becomes the support of the manifestations of the other worlds. Those who go towards the light do not go towards the light in the way that they preconceive the movement, but will go towards the light in the way it wants them to approach it. This law is irreducible. It is a law of initiation. It is a law of transformation whose goal is the total transmutation of man on all planes, including the material. Thus, it is natural for man, in the early phases of his evolution towards other dimensions, to recognize in himself aspects or others of a personal revelation. But it is also natural for man to overcome the human forms of this revelation so that he can, at some point, generate in himself the very powerful forces of universal consciousness which, like a torrent, overcome all the obstacles of his spiritualized ego and bring this ego to the shores of the calm, oceanic, and infinite knowingness of consciousness. Your small, personal, personalizing attitudes will be subjugated by the power of this consciousness whose strength, whose penetration, will mark on your face and in your spirit the power of a God whose spirit you cannot understand today or recognize the face to the extent that your spirit has been educated or revealed. Look inside yourself and look for if there is not, somewhere in a corner of your spirit, the slightest spark of pride or spiritual vanity in relation to any revelation that has been transmitted to you. And if you see such a spark, know that its fire, one day, will have to devour your spirit, in order to free it from the form that has been imprinted on you, in order to elevate your spirit, in order to propagate your spirit, in order to help your spirit. But consider that this work of consciousness goes beyond the personal ablutions you can do to yourself. In the spirit of your spirit. As long as you are in the spirit of your spirit, there are two aspects of reality in you. A subjective personal human, other objective pre-personal cosmic aspect. And these two aspects must fit together. Not look at each other in the mirror of the other. Many will be called, for many will have been seized in their spirit by some form of revelation. But few will be recognized because the revelation in them will not have been transformed in the writing and the clear and limpid text of the knowingness that comes only from consciousness. And that can only be executed by total discernment. Where spiritual wisdom opens wide the doors of human and world competition, for the Olympics of infinity, few men and women will be granted the laurels of victory in this first movement of planetary evolution. The spiritual man of the earth must become the cosmic man. And the difference between the two is enormous. For in one, the spirit of man dominates, while in the other, the spirit of the Trinity in man dominates. And I am talking here about the Trinity of the forces of light. The spirit of the Trinity and the spirit of man are two different spirits. While the spirit of man is part of the spirit of the negative Trinity by virtue of its planetary condition, by virtue of its connection to form, the spirit of man is part of the positive Trinity, when he has totally subjected his spirit to the laws of that Trinity. And the laws of the Trinity of Light are simple. The first law is the one that requires man to know without interposing his belief. The second, that man knows without believing that he knows. The third, that man should understand without knowing why he knows. Any interference with this law of the Trinity of Light forces the spirit of man to believe that he knows, to establish that he knows, and to seek the approval of others. The subtle nuances between the laws of these two trinities make man a free being beyond the spiritual form or make man a being composed of both spiritual impressions and subject to the laws of the spiritual form. In the latter case, although there is spiritual development, there can be no discernment because the spiritual form is still too powerful to allow the human spirit to fully ally itself with principles that are both external and internal to himself. Thus, recognize in yourself that any form of revelation is only a step in your evolution, and know that at some point in your life, if you are to experience total transmutation, you will have to go beyond the value of this revelation that you attach to your personality in order to secure it and give it a particular spiritual color. The warning here does not apply to all. That is, it does not apply to all those who are in the process of evolution. But it applies to all those to whom a great and important revelation has been made, in order to raise in them certain spiritual forces which, in the context of personal and social evolution, play a predominant game, and a game that exceeds the personal understanding of the receiving ego. the more likely you are to be influenced in a given social environment, the more likely you are to be a receiver of some form of revelation. When the work is done in relation to the exploitation of the value of revelation has been completed, the day will come when you yourself, personally, will have to totally clear the highly spiritualized ground made by the form of this revelation, so that you can, at some point, yourself, cease to be slaves to the form to continue your evolution towards total discernment.